Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
If tentacles should creep up and lie to you, make your child disappear, bring you a soggy sandwich, lead you on a journey with your peg leg through a cold tomorrow, which only a cigar shall see you through. It will make you immune to the winds and the storms, the degradations and insinuations of the natural world coming to deplore and decay you, erode you, lead you on a false course through a cross-shaped desert underneath the waves.
Me, Rosie White kisses better than I do.
You bet your life she does. And so does Sally Oppenheimer. Look, even that freaky Melinda Gomez kisses better than you.
That creep? Are you kidding? She's a weirdo.
The fish will spin upside down and land underwater like a series of discarded darts. Waves will crash over boats. Tentacles will flow from caves. Beautiful women will stretch out, ready to scream at the sight of an octopus. And each risk that is taken by the head honcho of this or that boat is likely to be spearheaded into an inky gloom. We were shocked, but we came together as a community. The tentacles would be floating ashore soon, along with the limbs, eyes, and ears of our fellow compatriots. We waited on the dock, at peace with our community. Everybody wanted to sing some sort of poetic song, but no one could find the words. The reflections of the boat lights shimmered on the still waters. We put our hands in our pockets. We were wearing cozy sweaters and dress pants. We had the typical 70s haircuts, bushy around the back and the sides, unkempt looking, but we had an air of respectability about us that night, at least for once, at least before the shooting stars were swallowed once again by the endless occupy of the underwater jungles. It was the day of the yacht race. That was the last time I saw your youthful, invigorated smile. The way the waves would play upon the shimmering spells of your hair, unfurling the curls as the winds took the ships in the kisses of the salt. It was the last day we would go out together on the shimmering seas, the last day before the shadow of the tentacles emerged and followed us like a trapeze artist, like a spellbound mouse in the corner of a boat, disused, anchored for centuries. We grew akin with the rust. We fell asleep in the crumbs of the sea. Overturned sailboats, the ominous radio silence, the octopus is cresting upon a wave and sucking everybody down. In a state of hysteria, everyone escapes into a tentacle, and the tentacle crawls across the sky, obscuring the viewpoints of all and spinning their visions into a shimmering dust that only touches a wave but for a moment.
I need your help. More now than ever. I remember the times when I was training you. People used to call you killers. They used to call me that on the streets. Doesn't mean nothing. You have more love in your heart, more affection than any human being I ever met. But now I can't ask anybody else. So I'm asking you to help me kill this octopus. I hope you understand that. I know I'm in your environment. I don't want it this way. But if I release you and you go away, I want you to know that I'll understand. All right, enough said. I gotta go now. If you feel anything, you talk to me. You make some noises. I know people think we're crazy. Maybe we are. Maybe we are.
Thank you for tuning in to Pink Midnight. We hope you have enjoyed your stay in this haunted hotel, in this abandoned palace, in this opulent field of nowhere grass.